ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's been the clearest indication yet that the Bougainville independence referendum will not take place on June 15th this year, with the former Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern, who's chairing the Bougainville Referendum Commission, telling the ABC that he, quote, can't see it happening. Mr Ahern is currently in Papua New Guinea for critical meetings about the vote on whether Bougainville should secede from Papua New Guinea. The referendum was a key requirement of the 2001 peace agreement that ended the decade-long armed and deadly conflict on the island. According to that deal, the poll needs to take place before June 2020, but it had been scheduled to happen this year in June. There's been growing speculation the date may need to be pushed back. Mr Ahern has confirmed with our PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting that the timing is now still being finalised.
We're working our way through that. We're making a lot of progress, but there's been a lot of delays, and you know, while there was a target date, it was never a date that we prescribed. So the date we're working to is really what's in the agreement, which is the 15th of June of 2020. But hopefully we'll have it earlier than that. But we can only do that when we have all our ducks in a row.
There has been a lot of speculation around the date, especially that June 15 target. So is that off the table?
Well, I can't see it happening. We have to have credibility over the whole process, and but we'll do it as soon as we can, providing we get all of the issues cleared. But to do it by the 15th of June would be just impossible.
In that case, would it be feasible toward the end of this year? Is that what you're working towards?
If we got, really it'll come down to our experts being able to say when they can have a poll, the registered polling done. That work is not done, and that's why the June date was always an impossibility. If we were to have a vote in June now, half the people wouldn't have any vote. So, I mean, it would be neither free, fair or efficient or anything else.
In terms of preparations, are you being adequately funded?
We do need certainty on the funding stream, because the money is by and large the money to do the polling, to do the work. So it's not money for anything else. So you can't do the register if you don't have the money. So really what we're looking for is that we've adequate money to do that and to do it properly. People have explained to me the isolation of some of the communities. Even their politicians can't get to them easy. So, you know, we're not dealing with the normal register that we deal with in a lot of countries. So it is challenging, and that costs money to do it right. I mean, I don't want to be in a position of saying that there's communities in the Highlands that we're not going to get to. Like, we have to. We just have to do it.
Are you able to give us an estimate of what that figure could be?
We've looked at the budgets up and down, and you know, I think it'll be public knowledge fairly quickly. But I want to present it to the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister first, so in fairness to them.
Are you confident you'll be able to secure those funds?
I hope so. I hope so. I know that some money was promised last year and it hasn't happened. So I think confident might be slightly over the top. But I'm certainly hopeful.
Were you expecting we could see some agreements or announcements?
I certainly hope that we would have some clear blue water or sky on funding and dates. I mean, we'd like to do, but we might be able to do them, you know, by the end of the week, but we'd hopefully be able to do them very soon.